bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
With a mighty hand, an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And my friends, I want to start out today by acknowledging some of the things that have been going on throughout America. And, you know, we just celebrated Memorial Day weekend and reflecting on the many, many hundreds of thousands of people who have been killed in wars throughout our nation's history. But recently we've seen an abundance of shootings taking place, most recently in a hospital in Oklahoma City where four people were killed, and then up in Buffalo, New York, where 10 African-American people were killed by a single shooter. And also more than 19 people were killed in Texas by a single young man who was totally on a mission to do what he did that day and take out 19 to 21 people. And I just tell you that in our work in the WINGS program, we have worked with criminals who have done every kind of crime. And the beautiful thing about WINGS, which stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth and Success, is that we have the ability to see people change, to make changes. People who have are convicted of homicide, burglary, home invasion, all kinds of crimes, and the wonderful thing about feeding them the Word of God within the program is that the fruit is the change that we get to see as well. And it takes time for people to change. And that's why I believe today more than ever the Word of God is essential to our families, to our nation's public schools, and throughout government. I believe that we need to have more of God's Word to touch the hearts and minds of other people. Because through the Holy Spirit, God's Word can change the world. And this is an important time in our nation when things are taking place that are very, very dramatic, very, negative in a huge way, going through the nation with these shootings from time to time. We see an abundance of fatalities. And so we want to acknowledge that God's Word is the missing link, the missing ingredient, if you will, into making the change in America to where we once were. And we need to get that into our kids today, because our kids are really vulnerable when they are misled by the wrong people, and when they are antagonistic, provocative, and we need to introduce them to the Word of God. introduce them to a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can embrace the morals, values, ethics, and biblical principles that God has set for them. And it's important, my friends, that we look at this, because we have some problems in America and throughout the world. But what can we do? What can you and I do to help to change America for the better? To really restore peace, to eliminate violence, to eliminate these shootings that we hear of from time to time on the evening news, to eliminate pride, prejudice, and all kinds of things that we have seen that create an opposition to unified, you know, communities, where we see differences of opinion leading to terrible pride, prejudice, and the superego, which really has devastated some cities and some communities. So what can we do, my friends, in our own way, one person at a time, one community at a time? How can we restore the peace and the peace of mind that God calls us to give? Once again, the Lord, when he was here on earth and visited with different people, he said, "Peace be with you. Peace be upon you." So that should be one of the objectives for all of us, to bring peace to our communities, to our homes, to our cities, to our nation. And as we look into the Word of God today, you know, we're going to draw in on the Word today, which is important, because in the Wings program, you know, our priorities are this. Number one, God first, then you, then family, then work, then community service, then hobbies and sports. So we want to make that a key objective, is to keep God first, which requires humility and submission. We also want to feed ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically, keeping balance. And that spiritual input is that focus on God in prayer, quality time, in activities that are conducive for God's peace to be drawn into our hearts and minds, to help us to grow in faith. Once again, we want to be growing and not stagnating in all areas of our lives, because stagnation breeds depression, something we want to do without. And so, you know, as we talk about God's Word and introduce different things, one of the great messages I want to focus on today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. It's called The Two Foundations. And we hear God's Word often in different venues. And the passage says this: "Everyone who's listening, or who listens to these words of mine and acts on them, will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine, but does not act on them, will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. And it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished by his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So in the passage, The Two Foundations, we have the people who listen to these words of Jesus and take action, and we have the people who do not listen to these words and who don't take action. they're inactive. And the Lord refers to them as fools because their lives will be dismantled. They will be, you know, falling apart in different ways. But the Lord wants us to succeed in life. He calls us to live a good life and to produce great fruit. But he wants us to do it his way. And this is where he wants us to listen to these words of mine. So what does the Lord say in the Word of God? And he says so much we know. You know, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Honor your mother and your father. Keep holy the Sabbath day. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Husbands, care for your wives as you care for your own bodies. Love one another. The second greatest commandment, which is powerful. So he tells us many things, and we're just getting started in reiterating the Word of God in different categories. Are we listening to what God says to do, my friends? Or are we ignoring what he says to do and not to do, and going our own way? Not taking action in the areas that God wants us to. Objectively speaking, you know the life that you lead today. And whether or not you're complying with God's request or you're ignoring God's request. You and I, my friends, have been on both sides of this. But today we're wiser because we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And once again, the passage says, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. Isn't that where you and I want to be, my friends? So if you're not listening to these words of Jesus, whose words are you following? Who are you hanging around with? Who are you spending time with? If not like-minded people who are focused on the Lord and are God-centered, who is it that is in your circle of influence and is having an impact on you or your children? My friends, time is of the essence. And we want to make the right choice each and every day of our lives. Decisions are not easy to make sometimes. And one of the things we use in the Wings program is this. Number one, is what I'm about to do lined up with what God says to do? Yes or no? You have to have a yes. Is it good for my wife and kids? Gotta have a yes. Is it good for me? You gotta have a yes. And if it's good for the community, then you should be doing it. But if we go back and say it again, is it lined up with what God says to do or what he says not to do? If it's lined up with what he says not to do, we should not be doing it. If it's not good for my wife and kids, but if it's good for me, we should not be doing it. If it's illegal, immoral, unethical, going against the Word of God, the morals, values, and biblical principles that our Father in Heaven has given us in the Word of God, in the commandments, then we should not be doing it. And we have to be in a position where we are cognizant of which side we are on. And the only way to do that is to be engaged in the Word of God, to be aware of His requests for us. And He wants us to make the right decision because we have free will. We can choose to do anything. But the reality is, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And God's way is the right way. And if we've been on the other side of that, and we've been penalized or ostracized or disciplined, and God has forgiven us, now we have wisdom and we understand right from wrong. So making the right decision the next time is going to be a little easier. And God knows that we are going to make these decisions, right or wrong, because He gives us free will. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He knows our thoughts before we even ask Him for anything. So God is well aware of our words and actions, but He calls us to adhere to His words and act on them, and to be wise men and women, and to build our house on rock. But not everybody will do that, my friends, because some people will go their way. They will ignore the Word of God and what God says to do. And as the Word says, everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who builds his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. And this is very possible if we listen to the Word of God and we intentionally go the opposite way. And so God's giving us great advice, great instructions, basic instructions before leaving Earth, the Bible, a great acronym. And the oldest book in the world is the Bible. The most well-read, the most sold is the Bible, which includes the Old and New Testament. The Word of God, given to us by our Father in heaven. And our Lord Jesus Christ, who came 2,000 years ago, provides a tremendous presence for us as a role model. The Son of God helps us to do it right, because He came 2,000 years ago, died for us on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, sent His Holy Spirit 9 days later, all for one reason: to help us to live a good life, to have a glimpse of eternity or eternal life with our Father in heaven. And this is important, my friends. There are many conversations that you and I have every day. Some are superficial, some are important, some are very deep and require time and patience and quietness or silence. Deep within our hearts, my friends, you and I know right from wrong. But do we act on that? It's in the action that we can be lost forever. It's in the action that we can lose eternity and a chance to live with our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. We can lose that if we are inactive after we hear the instructions from God. So it's important, my friends, that we acknowledge God's passage today, because in the Wings program, this is a faith-based program striving to help people to build a strong and productive life with peace and also with safety and space and privacy. We tried to help them to build a house on rock. And this is important because if you change the dial on the radio, you won't hear discussions about God very often, because the social media and the media itself are not really God-centered at all. They want to be popular. We all want to be popular. But you're not going to always be popular because you're following Jesus and people won't agree with you. They won't be like-minded. And you'll be in a circle with people who are unattached, who have an issue with you because of your position on the issues that are important to our Lord Jesus Christ. Issues like abortion, partial birth abortion, embryonic stem cell research versus adult stem cell research, the death penalty, euthanasia, gun control, violence in our schools, LGBTQ. There are many things that out there today that are not lined up with what God says to do. What is your position, my friends? How do you feel about it? What are you teaching your children as they grow up, day in and day out? Are we conservative or are we liberal? Is it okay for some of these things to take place in your home, in your bedroom, in your basement, or at the dinner table? God calls us to respect one another, to love one another. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and dedicated you to become a prophet. The unborn child is least respected in our society today because it's still legal to abort a child, as it has been since 1973. When the Supreme Court stated that human offspring are not persons before birth, so you can take the life of an unborn baby. How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that? That hundreds of thousands and even millions of babies throughout the world are taken each and every day, each and every year? 50 million unborn babies every year worldwide. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with same-sex marriage? Marriage between two men or two women? Or are you supporting marriage between one man and one woman as God's words support, coming out of the book of Genesis, where he says a man will leave his mother and father and join his wife, and the two become one flesh, and they will be fruitful and multiply. Think about it, my friends. Where do you stand on these issues? God's calling us to a better way, a more conservative way, more disciplined way, a more protected way. And it's important that we acknowledge this because our children deserve the truth. Our children deserve to be led on the right path instead of down the wrong path, which is where many of our children go. And we as parents are picking up the pieces, helping them to live a good life, but also solving the problems of early pregnancy, births out of wedlock, same-sex marriage, infidelity in a marriage. All kinds of troubles and tragedies our children have seen, and our parents and grandparents are picking up the pieces. So there's two ways to do it, as God's words say. The two foundations, either we listen to the word of God, take action, or we listen to the word of God and we go the other way. Which is it for you and I, my friends? Have we gained wisdom from the past? Are we smarter today than we were yesterday? Last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or are we in the same spot as we were 1 year ago today, or 5 years ago today, where we have no wisdom, suffering from the same circumstances once again? There are many people out there who make mistakes, and that includes all of us. But the question is, have we learned from our mistakes of the past? Or are we destined to repeat the past? So in the Wings program, we try desperately to get that message across, because we've had many people who are incarcerated for years, suffering with separation from their children, losing their freedom, destroying their financial credibility, and their credibility itself. So our goal is to help people to make the right choices, make the right decisions. Once again, how do we make those decisions? Number one, is it good for God? You have to have a yes. Number two, is it good for me or you and our wives and children? You gotta have a yes. Is it good for the community? You gotta have a yes. So we've gotta have yeses across the board, my friends, because if it's good for me but not lined up for God, or not good for my wife and kids, we truly have to avoid that decision and go the other way. We have to go God's way. This is the foundation on which we want to be sitting. We want to build our house on rock, where the rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse, because it had been set solidly on rock. That's the foundation on which you and I want to be sitting, my friends. That's our show for today. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have a great day. God bless you. And we'll talk to you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.